For his birthday in 1804, Captain Clark wanted beaver meat. The Corps of Discovery co-leader penned an insightful journal entry while camped at present-day Council Bluffs on August 1st.
This being my birthday, I ordered a saddle of fat venison, an elk fleece, and a beaver tail to be cooked, and a dessert of cherries, plums, raspberries, currants, and grapes of a superior quality. The Indians not yet arrived.
With a group of 46 men traveling in a keelboat, after departing St. Louis in May of 1804, the Lewis and Clark expedition reached Council Bluffs at the end of July. They pitched their tents, fished, rested, and eagerly awaited encounters with the local inhabitants. They named this area after the terrain where the men held their first council, or meeting, with the native peoples. Two of the expedition's interpreters, Army Private Pierre Cruzat and Scout George Driard, conducted a search for the Oto tribe, but had no luck as they found only an empty village. However, on July 28, 1804, they met a Missouri Indian hunting bison with the Otos. After several discussions, both groups agreed to meet and establish the first ever gathering between the Corps and American Indians near present-day Fort Calhoun, Nebraska. While visiting the Western Historic Trail Center, guests can learn about other adventures of the Lewis and Clark Expedition, as well as about other travelers who braved the early routes across the American West. Visitors can trace the routes of these early adventurers and experience fascinating displays, sculptures, maps, and films. The Trails and Welcome Center is staffed and operated by the State Historical Society of Iowa.